Welcome to the My Best Self podcast. This is your home to discover unshakable confidence, peace, and motivation to become your best self. I'm your friend and host, Natalie Champlin. Now, let's make it a great day. What do you think about saying no? Does saying no have a positive connotation or a negative connotation to you, or maybe it doesn't even matter? Maybe it's neutral for you. I have learned that saying no is a really good thing. And I used to not think that. I used to think that saying no was like mean or unkind or rude or just, I don't know. And maybe that's because I have a tendency, or I have in the past had a tendency, to be a people pleaser. I've been talking to my friend who is also a high performance coach, and he was telling me that, him observing my life from the outside, looks like I am in a season of intentional no's. And he said, you have to say no to the things that aren't right for you to make space for the things that are. And each of us has our own filters that we will need to place on the decisions that we make. And what's right for me may be wrong for you. And what's wrong for me might be right for you. And a great example of that is this last weekend when I was at Russell Brunson's Funnel Hacking Live event. They pitched a coaching program called the 2-comma Coaching Club, which 2-comma stands for $1 million. There's 2 commas in $1 million. And so the idea is that joining this coaching program is the accelerant to help you get your business to $1 million a year in revenue. And I was honestly very, very tempted. This was a $25,000 program. And I was like, should I do this? This sounds awesome. Like, I want the support and help and all this. And I realized that it was the wrong decision for me right now. That sometime in the future, this could be a great option for me. But right now, my focus is on number one, building my family and myself. And number two is building my business. And I don't want $1 million business. I don't want the things that come with that right now. That would take away too much. That would cost me too much. I want to spend that time with my family, with my cute little kids, and helping them and doing homework with them and going to the pool every day in the summer. And that's the season of life that I am in. And so that's why that no was the right thing for me to do. But I had a friend, and I have friends who have been in it in the past that renewed. I have a friend who just signed up, and that was right for them. That was a yes. And they have a different set of filters that are helping them make those decisions. And so when you can get really clear on what it is you want, we can get clear on your values and what's most important to you, and we can get clear on the lifestyle that you want to live and the boundaries you want to set on your time, it helps you make decisions and say no to the things that aren't right for you so that you can create space for the things that are right for you. And I need this reminder so, so often. And so if I can just grant you the courage through whatever you're listening to this on, that it is okay for you to say no and draw boundaries, even if it means you'll be at risk of losing a relationship, of making someone angry or offending somebody. When you're clear on what's right for you, you have to make those decisions. You have to say no to those things, because that's what allows you to grow and develop into the best possible version of you. Thank you for tuning in to the My Best Self podcast. If this inspired you or helped you in some way, it would mean the world to me for you to do 3 things. Number one, subscribe to the podcast. Number two is rate and leave a 5-star review on iTunes. And if you do number two, the number three is to screenshot your review and post it on your Instagram stories and then tag me at Natalie Champlin. And I would love to send you a personal thank you and have a conversation with you. Thank you so much for letting me be in your ear today. I cannot wait till we get to hang out next time. Till then, choose happy and keep on smiling.